Austria invasion of almost Tezaini or Hitopshin Amid Vav, May 16, 1976, continued Sunday.
Effects of course, Zikali Gamre, so an album with Rabonon effects with Rabonon diminution in Zike. So if there is a diminution in Zike, so maybe she becomes a Surah at the very outset with Rabonon on the score of the Israel of Ishizach. So maybe we apply the aloche of Nesra Shachas. So that's Teisa Shita, and he mentions it in the name of the Rach. In other words, so Teisa Shita is that whether we say with Rabbono Nesra Shachas, so it all depends. If she was Asur on the score of Erbo with Rabbono, then we say yeah. Then we say call the Tikkun Rabbono can derive the Tikkun, and we apply the Aloch of Nesra Shachas. But if it's on the basis of an extraneous Issa, a bit with the Zivomi, then we don't. Now, so the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Eis Rabbi Yisrael Abchanin El Rabbi Yechen. So that's Tesis Pshat, Tesis and Rachs Pshat. But Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is over there in our Gemara and over here, Daf Chof Zayin and in the other places. So in other words, the reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says that we do say Nesra Shachas. We do say Nesra Shachas. So it's because Rabbi Yechanan holds that we apply in the Rabbonon Nesra Shachas. And even if it's on the basis, even if Rabbi Yechanan would say Ein Zike, we still say Nesra Shachas. And Rav, because Rav holds, we don't say in the Rabbonon Nesra Shachas. That's according to Rashi. But according to Tesis, so in other words, if it is based upon Zike, so then it's an Israel Rabbonon with Rabbonon, so then we say Nesra Shachas. If it's based upon an extraneous Isabitum, it's a Zivomin, not an Israel Rabbonon with Rabbonon, so then it doesn't affect a diminution of Zike even with Rabbonon, so maybe we don't say Nesra Shachas. So then the Gemara proceeds. Eisur Rabbi Yisrael Chanin Rabbi Yechanan. Arbo achim beis mehem nisuyim beis achoyes. Umeisu an suyim sachoyes. Halachil tzizloi misyav neis. Vamai leikechad minaye lachlis lo lishniyo. Viteva vishenu ligabi idoch. Ki vomo shehutro vinesro vichotro vihutro. Tarzo atero vishen. So why do both have to get glitze? Omer Eisur Rabbi Yechanan said achoyes in yedei amishon. So in other words, he's not here is the whole Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Mishabeshes. So, in other words, the Rishino is Chiletes. The Shnio is Chiletes, and then the Rishino could be Misyabemes. So, So that's why he says, Achoy is Nidim Shalom. This Boga is Mishabeshes. Alright, so the question arises, why does the Gemara ask Kashe according to Rabbi Yechanan? The same Kashe could be raised according to Rav too? On the contrary, according to Rav, so in either case, is Muteres, because there is no Nesra Shachas. So Teisa says that the reason as to why the Gemara is the Kashi, only according to Rabbi Yechanan, not according to Rav, because Rav holds in Zike. So Mimele, if it's in Zike, so Mimele, we cannot say that first let him give Chalitze and then be Miyabim the other one should be Misyabemes, because we should be Gezer. We should be Gezer, maybe he'll be Miyabim first. Masheinke, if he is Zike, we don't have to be Gezer. That one is not, shouldn't be allowed to be Chalitze first. Because of Xeire, Dilmo, he'll be Miyam Betchilo. Because if it's Yezike, so then everybody will know that it cannot be Miyam Betchilo. Because it's mamish like a Chesishtek, Mid Rabbanon. Mashein came, according to the Mandomar of Bitum, it's a Sivomim. So it's a different kind of an Iser, and it's based upon Echshoshe, maybe he'll die. So people, it will not occur to their minds that this is Oser. So Mimele, according to Mandomar, that Einzike, and the Iser of being Miyabim at the very outset is because Dilma Mayes, so that is something that will not occur to anybody's mind. So you have to be Gezer that Dilma Miyabim Betchilo, Mashenkin, Kong Mandoma, Yezike. So then the Iser is an Iser Achishu Kosei, that's something that everybody can understand. So mainly we don't have to be Gezer Dilma Miyabim Betchilo. This is what he says. Oh, Emery, Avogad Mandoma, Yezike, Lekele Migza. לכלי מגזל יום יום מחחלית מישם דיל סלום יום ברשע כדי משמע פיר גבל דחל גם רבי יחנן דומח יש אני ידיע משום So the Gemara has the kasha only Ali ben Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the kasha against Rav? The answer is because according to Rav, there is no kasha, because we cannot say that lachlis bereishe because of exeira diomam yam bereishe. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have to be gezeir that he shouldn't be allowed to be chilis bereishe on account of exeira diomam yam bereishe. Lekum kol mekol meimad lech the schad liyam chad. So, more come in the name of the Lachlis Chadli Yamachad, Kim the whole Chad, Nesro Shahas Asuro Lomis? So, in other words, so the question is, why does the Gemara say that Ilam Andoma Yezike? So, we couldn't say Lachlis Chadli Yamachad, and according to him, we couldn't be Gezeya, Dilmo Miyabim Bitchilo. So, why don't we say in the Mishnah of Daledachin, Lachlis Chadli Yamachad? So he says, because of Kivik Cholachas Nesro Shoachas Yasro Lomis, Afilo Rishaino, the last lay Yivoma Shehu Trove Nesro Vechos Rav Huto Tazal Ateration. El Rabbi Yechanan, all Rabbi Yechanan holds Yivoma Shehu Trove Nesro Vechos Rav Huto, but here our Gemara doesn't agree with Rabbi Yechanan's din of Yivoma Shehu Trove Nesro Vechos Rav Huto. All right, so the El Rabbi Yechanan, Likachu Tzleim, Achoyes Nidea Mishonon. So in other words, Rabbi Yechanan, because of his aloche of Hutro Vinesro, because of Hutro Tazar Teorishen, is forced to say that this Bove of Chilchimtzeis, so, and we do not say that one is Chiletzes and the other one is Mishabemes, is Mishabeshes. Masheinkei, our Gemara is saying that we don't say Hutro Vinesro because of Hutro is Tazar Teorishen. So Mimele, we apply the Aloche of Nesro Shoachas. Nazar Shoachas. Ulman de Omar, Inzike, Aval Gav del Rav, de Omar, Inzike, Lesle de Kamon, Kim Shinesro Shoachas. That's the Shite. Because Nesro Shoachas is only Shayer if the Isa de Rabbonon is an Israel Bom in the Rabbonon. So, in view of the fact that the Israel Bom de Reise is Mafkia Zika de Gamre mit Reise, so the Israel Bom in the Rabbonon, Achis Kukose, it affects a diminution in Zike. So, Mele, the is mit Rabbonon, the Israel Vishesach is Chal Shoachas. That's the Shite. Mikol Mokim Gazrin and the Lichlitz Chadl Yavachad, or to deal with Yavin Bereshe, the Hidden Day in Zike was Limite, or Yavin Bereshe, the Lamaskin Shadataya deal with Mayasidor. Aber Hoche, Kochad Vichad Amrinon, Eime, the day is Ramelei. Vilekele Migzabil Mimiyam Bereshe, the Afil Miyam Bereshe, Eime, the day is Ramelei, Vichimiyam Shapirovat. Umishum mando marin sike tzorich leima kolkach. Tesis was bothered. Why did the Gemara have to say kolchad v'chad ima b'dei kom Yisramel? Here we cannot say nesro shachas according to Tesis shite. I'll leave it the mando ma bitul mitzasivon. So why do we say hoche kolchad v'chad ima b'dei kom Yisramel? So Teisa says, because here it's not on the basis of Nesro Shoachas, according to Mandomar of Bitul Mitzasivonim. It's on the basis of Exeire. Dilme, that it cannot be Vichilitz Bereishe, because of Exeire, Dilme Miyavi Bereishe. So the question is, so here too, we should say, Dilme Miyavi Bereishe, why does the Mishnah say, Kidmu Shnaim Vicholzo Yibna Shnaim Alechot Chilitz Vechot Miyabei Echot Chilitz Vechot Miyabei, but we should be Gezer Dilma Miyab Mereshe. So the answer is, here we don't have to be Gezer Dilma Miyab Mereshe, because we're not sure that he will be Pigeya in Achis Kukosei. It's only a possibility, so it's equally likely that he will not be Pigeya Bachis Kukosei, he will be Pigeya Biskukosei. So, Mimele, we don't have to be Gezer, since it's Isophic, so we don't have to be Gezer, Dilmo Miyabim Bereish, because it's only Isophic. Alright, now, what does Rashi say? Rashi says here, V'chipoka, but Rashi shites, so in other words, we have a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so if we apply the halochet of Nesrosha of Achas Nidrabonon, so even I'll leave the Mandoma Rings, he can we apply that aloha. Because it doesn't make any difference why she's Asura Midrabonon. As long as he cannot, may is a tam sheye, if the Yovim cannot be Miyavim Midrabonon de Yivome, so that affects the Minyushin Zik. So if it affects the Minyushin Zik, so Mimele, she becomes Asura Midrabonon on the score of the Israel Shazar. So Mimele, we can apply the aloha. The aloche of Nesra Shoachas. Teisa Shite is, when can we apply the aloche of Nesra Shoachas in the Rabbonon? Only when the Yisra Rabbonon is an Yisra Elbom in the Rabbonon. Achisisht in the Rabbonon. If he has Zike, so Achis Kukose is Achisisht in the Rabbonon. But if it's because of Bittu Mitzis Yivomim, so then we can, so no diminution in the Zike is affected. If no diminution in the Zike is affected, there is no Yisra Shesachim in the Rabbonon. So how can we say Nesra Shoachas? So why is it Osea? So it's Osea because, so why is it Osea in the Mishnah of Dalet Achi? So it's Osea because of Exeire. Of Exeire, Dilma Miyam Bitchilo. But over there, when it's in Vadai, if it's Miyam Bitchilo. So he'll be either in Vadai Isea, so then we are Geizea that he shouldn't even be Cholit Bitchilo. Mashenkin here, even if he'll be Miyam Bitchilo, it will only be an Isa Misofi. So Mimele, so he's allowed lechatchile to be cholid v'tchilo. To be cholid v'tchilo. All right. Now let's see the cases. Now what does Rashi say here? Now there is one thing that Rashi says. He says, v'chipoka yisa achis kukas b'chlis achis agzim teres v'meres dilav eishis achavoy hilkach misveikelo im afkinolo hilkach misveikelo im afkinolo di eima kol chad v'chad didei Yisrael. So the question is, Bishleime Teisves, we understand the Pshat, Eime Kol Chad V'Chad Didei Yisramele, because according to Teisves, it's not based upon Nesra Shoachas. But according to Rashi, so the holy, there is no Gzeire of Dilme Miyavim Bereish. So it's all based upon the Aloche of Nesra Shoachas. When can we apply the concept of Nesra Shoachas in the mission of Dalet Achi, where every word with Achis, because he is also Yivame. But here, the Achis Kikosi is in Ochri, she's not in Yivome. So how can we say Nesra Shachas? So Mimele, why does Rashi have to resort to the fact Hilkach? So we say that Kidmo Vikinso is Loyotzil. Why? Because Eima Kol Chad V'Chad Idei Yisramele. Why do they have to resort to the Idei Yisramele? Even if we knew that he was Pegeya V'Yisra. But Nesra Shoachas is not Shayach here. She's not a Yivome. So why does Rashi have to say that? So it appears from Rashi that if we knew that he was Pegeya B'Yisra, so then it mitzat knas. So then mitzat knas, we would say that mitzimir. Mitzat knas, we would say mitzimir. But since it's not a vadai that is Pegeya B'Yisra, so Mimele there is no knas. That's what we have to say in Rashi. All right, we'll leave it here.
Shu Tzadikim on Yevamos Yud Ches Iyur Hei Tov Shalom Evav May 1876.
Rashi and Teisves. So according to Rashi, so even according to Mandom Areizike, so we still apply the halacha of Nesra Shoachas. According to Teisves, so according to Mandoma Ein Zike, we cannot apply the halacha of Nesra Shoachas. Because if Ein Zike, so the whole Yisrael is based upon Bittul Mitzvos Yivamim. So that does not affect a diminution in the Zike. So it's not Shayach to say Nesra Shoachas. Whereas Rashi Shiti is, that whatever the reason is, as to why it's Osir. Since he's also to take her, so Mimele that affects a diminution in the Zike, so Midrabonon. So Mimele, Midrabonon becomes Nesrol of Misadisa of Ishesach. Misadisa of Ishesach. And according to Teisves, so according to Mandoma Rein Zike, so why is it Osea? So it's Osea because, so why don't we say let him first be Chelit and then be Miyam? So, because we are gazing, Dilme Yovim Betchilo. But according to Mandoma Yesike, So we don't have to be gaze at Yom Yom Bitchila because everybody will know. Mashayim ki lefei zike. So then we have to be gaze at Yom Yom Bitchila. All right. Now the Tesis kitmu v'kinsoy mitzim yodom. So taf chom kimu amet beiz. So Tesis says, Eimeri davke mishur nishmishum dishemu v'poga v'achis kukosi. Avol ivadai have avol ivadai have hoyo zokuk Lehitzi afal gab, because here the reason is why it's mitzvah yodom, because there is a possibility that he was not begivachis because. But if it had been a certainty that he was kenais the achis kosei, so then he would have to be made. Afal gab digabishimeres yodom shekidish yochi v'sachiso ein tzorich l'rabbonon afilu l'hamtin. So only Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira says shimeres yodom shekidish yochi v'sachiso. So we tell, let's say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers, and Reuben was married to Rochel, and then Reuben died, and then later, so Levi married, Levi was Mikadish, Leah, the sister of Rochel. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira says, Emrim Lehamtein, we say to Levi, Hamtein, Achi Yase Ochicho, let's say Shimon, Achi will be Miyab. But the Rabbonon of Rabbi Meir, why? Because Rabbi Meir holds Yezike. But the Rabbonon of Rabbi Meir holds Ein Zike. So in other words, we don't tell him Hamtein. We don't tell him Hamtein. Even though the Rabbonon of Rabbi Meir who say Ein Zike, but they agree that it's osar to marry Achis Kukosei. But why is it osar? Only because of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim. So that's only the Chatchile, but the Eved. If he was Mikadish Leia, if Levi was Mikadish Leia, so he was either the Iser of Bitul Mitzvah Yivamim, so then he can be Kenes her. He can be Kenes Leia, the Eved. So in Tzorich, Avol Gav Kigab Bishmeres Yom Shkidish Hashchiso in Tzorich LeRabbonon Afilu Amti. Hayne Mishum Shekidish Tchilo V'Lubo Aleo B'Iser Dichvon Niftero Hayivomo Zikosa Mimeno B'Kdushi Hashchiso. Aval Hoche the Konel or so to the Zike is Poka and he holds in Zike. So Mimele, even though the Chatzili was not allowed to do it, but if he did it, so he doesn't have to be made here. So but Mashainke, if he was Kenesser, was Boal or Bisa, so then he has to be made here. So over there. So if it had been a vadai, it would have to be made. But since it is sofik, since in other words, on account of the fact that Biiser he was Boaleo, so Mimele he would have to be made. So as a knas, but here in Kidmu Bikin, so Mitzimi Odom, why? Because it's a sofik. So Mimele he doesn't have to be made. So aber hoche die kommen wir bier darf geben mit dem sofik und haben wir kinder wie kann so in mit sie oder aber bevada lo so what is this shit that where is ivada in other words if let's say one was bo al kukose so he has to be made even though the zike is poka so he still has to be made because it was bisa. Now the Rashbo in the Chidushin that Memalef is chilek on this thesis. He mentioned this shite and he says, what difference does it make whether it's bisa or not bisa? After all, I mean the whole time as to why he was not allowed to marry Achis Kukose is because of Bitul Mitzvah Yivamim. All right, but he was mevatel Mitzvah Yivamim. There is nothing in the world that can revive the Mitzvah Yivamim. He was already once he was Mikadesh Leia, the sister of Rochel. So naturally, as far as he is concerned, so he was already Mivatil Mitzvah Yivamim. So Mimele, even if he did an Aveira, even if it's Ivadai, so it's not Mitzvah Yivamim. I mean, the Rashbo, the Femalef, is Chelikanti. Alright, now the other taste is, so, Dushin Shem Yisroel Nibi appears al the Dushin Komifsi Nibi, Avul Chayav Elam, V'yesech, Shivik Dushan Yisroel Nibi. So in other words, the Mandoma who says, Mandoma who says Kedushin Shemisrael Nibiyah Le'av Kedushin the Machlekes Abayim Rove is in a case where the Aldi Kedushin it's not Mosol Nibiyah. Let's say he says Ariachas Mikem Kodeshesli Ariachas Mikem Kodeshesli Masheinke Chayov Elav Chayov Ese, so it's not Mosol Nibiyah, but It's not possible to be, not because of the dusha, but because of the love. Because of the love. So mimele, even a konik mandoma, the dusha shel misurim lebiye, is loyavik dusha. But Chavilav, we certainly have a Dushin, except according to Rabbi Akiva, for a different reason, not because of Dushin Shemisirulidim. Now, there is a Kashi by Achreinim. Tesis and all the Rishenim give the same Teretz. They all ask the same Kashi. According to Mandoma, Dushin Shemisirulidim is Loyavik Dushin, so every Chavilav, so the Dushin should not be Dushin because it's not Mosul Bia, so they give the same Teretz. In other words, when do we apply the aloha of Dushin Shemisurim Libiye? When do we apply the aloha of Dushin Shemisurim Libiye? That is only how the Dushin commits the Libiye. When it becomes Osea for the Dushin, let's say in this case, when he's Mikadesh, one of the two sisters, and it's not identified at the very outset, which one? So, like this, she would be Asura, but for the Dushin is Asura. So they ask, the Rambam Shiti is, all the Rishayim Machilik, but the Rambam Shiti is that, first of all, there is a double Machlekes, a twofold Machlekes between the Rambam and all the other Rishayim. Now, we have a Machlekes between Tafayim Bog, there in Bova in Zion, in Gdushin, a Machlekes between Abai and Rob. So, Kiddush Veloy Boal, whether it's Leike or in a Leike. So Abaye says Kidesh Leike Boal Leike. So Rove says Boal Leike Loi Boal Eine Leike. Loi Boal Eine Leike. So in other words, let's say if someone is Mikadesh Grush, Ikeyan is Mikadesh Grush. So and Loi Boal. So according to Abaye is Chayev Malkes for the Grush alone, even without B. According to Rove, not. Then the Gemara says Umeide. Umeide Rove be Almon Likin Godl Shimboal Likide Shalik. So Rashi says that when the Gemara says Umeide Rove be Almon Likin Godl Shimboal Likide Shulike, so it's Labdav Kalmon Likin Godl. The same thing is true of Grush Likin Hediet. I mean, Grush Likin Hediet, Chlolo Zeno. I mean, all these soikun. It's so what does the Gemara mean? Umeide Rove be Almon Likin Godl. So according to Rashi and all the other Rishonim, so Rove is only chilek and Abaye in regard to Kiddush Veloy Boal. So according to Abaye, Kiddush Veloy Boal is like, according to Rove, Kiddush Veloy Boal is not like. Mashenkin Boal Veloy Kiddush, Rove is also made that is like. By all is so equivalent, not Daf Kalmon Lekingot. But the Rambam Shiti is not. Daf Kalmon Lekingot. Daf Kalmon Lekingot. Veli Chalel Daf Kalmon Lekingot. But by other Yisroikun, let's say by Grushe, so according to Rove, so not only by Kiddush Veloy Boal in Eleike, by Boal Veloy Kiddush in Eleike either. Boal Veloy Kiddush in Eleike. That's one sheet of the Rambam, which is contrary to all the sheet of the other Rishayim. Then the Rambam mentions second Chiddush, which is even a bigger Chiddush, that not only in regard to Yisroik Yehune, is the halacha that Boal Veloy Kiddush in Eleike, but all Chayav Lav the same halacha. In other words, if someone will be Boal Mamzeres, it's Chayav Lav, not Yisroi Kuhunet. Veloi Kideish. Veloi Kideish. So then, he will not be Chayav Malkis. So all the Rishenim Achilik and the Rambam. First of all, most Rishenim Achilik and the Rambam in regard to the first Shita of the Rambam most, but especially in regard to this Shita, the Rambam is Yochid, Mamish. In other words, one could agree with the Shita Rambam that when the Gemara says "Umeid Rove Balmon Lekin Godol Shim Kidesh Shim Bal Lekidesh Uleike," that it means, as the Rambam says, "Davke Almon Lekin Godol," but not only Soikone. But without accepting the other Chiddush of the Rambam, that even Bachayav Lavin Bal Lekidesh is in Leike. So that's the Rambam Shita. It's a big Chiddush that by all Chayav Lavin, by Mamzeres, all Chayav Lavin, so. Boal v'lo kiddush, so boal v'lo kiddush in Eleike. Boal v'lo kiddush in Eleike. Now, what's his name? The chief judge in the Supreme Court in Israel, he's considered a dati, he former yeshiva bocher, and he considers himself as a big London, as a big pesach. So he wrote as a solution to all the problems in Israel. In other words, let's say if mamzeres and so on, and crucially Kayan, if a Kayan wants to marry a Grusha, somebody wants to marry mamzeres, so he has a simple solution out of it. And what's the solution? So he mentioned the Rambam Shite, that the Rambam Shite is that Boal Golekidesh, Boal Golekidesh, so Yisein Eleike, by all Chayor Lav, by Yisrekune, and all Chayor Lav. So he mentioned the Rambam Shite as if that had been the accepted Shite by all the Shenim. I mean, the Rambam is a Yochid who says like this. I mean, most Rishenim Achelim. But there's another mistake that he made. Anyway, so in other words, so all Grushes could get married to a Kayen, but they shouldn't make Dushin, so it'll be a common law wife. So in other words, he'll have a civil marriage, he'll be a common law wife, so it'll be Boal Velekidei, so that's a Hetakom. Anyway, so many as the Kashi, again, according to the Rambam, so that Boal Velekidesh, by all Chayav Olam, is in Eleike, so Memele, according to Mando Oma, that Kedushin Shein Misorim Libiye. So is Loi Havi Kedushin, so all Chayav Olam should be no Kedushin, should not be Teibes. So what? So that stays as Kashi. So what stays as Gidat Teretz? Because when do we apply the concept of Kedushin Shein Misorim Libiye, Pirush Dal Kedushin Komif Sede Bibiye? Because the Israel is not based upon the Dushan. That's true according to the other Rishen. But according to the Rambam, without the Dushan, there is no Isabiye. So there is a very simple teretz. And that Kashi. And that will point out, the solution suggested by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Israel is no solution. The Rambam Shite is only that there is no Malkes, but there is an Isad Raise. As a matter of fact, you can see it from the Roshan Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. That there is an Isad Raise. In other words, according to the Rambam, when is the Malkes Bachayav Elavim? Only if the Kirche is a maximum Kirche. In other words, so if it's Baal V'loi Kideish, so the Kirche is not a maximum Kirche, so Mimele, there is no Malkes. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says, Nilchas Yisori Biye, if a Kayan is Boal Anochis, Igoye, so he's Chayav Malkes Mishim Zayn. So the Rambam himself has the Kashe, but how can he be Chayav Malkes Mishim Zayn? But the Aloche is, by all Chayav Elavim, that Boal Velokideish, so Ein Eleike, and by Igoye, so Kedushin is not Eifes. So the Rambam says, when do we say that Baal Velekidesh is Ein Eleike if Kedushin is Shayach? So then, he is not Chayav Malkes unless it is preceded by Kedushin. Masheike, Kayan Habol Anochi, so Kedushin is not Shayach, so he's Chayav Malkes and be alone without Kedushin. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? In other words, when is a Chayav Malkes, according to Rove, so when is a Chayav Malkes only when the Kirche is a maximum Kirche? So if Kedushin is possible and he was not Mikadisher, so then there is no maximum Kirche. So Mimele, because something is lacking, so Mimele is not Chayav Malkes. Mashe'in Kein, Benochris, where Kedushin is not possible, so then the Bia, that's the maximum Kirche. Grusha Zeyna V'Halol Leikok. So in other words, not Chayav Malkes, there has to be a full Kirche. So if when Kedushin is possible and he's not Mikadisher, so it's not a full kich. So there is no. So it's not Chayav Malkes. But by Nochris, be itself, that's the maximum kich. Kedusha is not possible. So Memele, in regard to Malkes, if there is no kich, a full kich, so it's not Chayav Malkes. He has to be even alive in a full way. Masha'im came, and Nisa there is. So Memele, it's no kashe, because the same tag as the Tesis mentions could be given by the Rambam too. Because when do we apply the aloha of Kedushin Shein Misorim Libiye, where without the Kedushin she's not asur at all? Let's say, when he says, Achas Mikem, Mikudeshes. So, without that Kedushin, so of course she's Muteres, Lidambe. And as a result of the Kedushin, she becomes asur. So we say Kedushin Shein Misorim Libiye. But here, even according to the Rambam, there is an Issa that I say, by all Chayav Olavim, or by all Chayav Olavim of Boal Velekidesh, there is an Issa that I say. By all Chayav Olam. But there is no Malkes on the Mele, it's not Dushin Shein Misorim Libiye. Fine. They can name it, it's only in the idea. Vim Teim Arim Kein Tich Shel Abaye, Doma Fekulish Mekadish Dami Dushin. ויש להם עד ידיע משמעו אחר משמעו. ומה יש למוד איתנה? פיר וקונטרס. So that we pointed out that Rashi, according to Rashi, so the kashe is a twofold kashe. It's not just one kashe, but Tosfos mentions just one of the kashes that Rashi mentions. Pir v'kuntra yipor ha'od yiktor maslis kibu v'kinsa mitzim yodam v'koshil v'zeh alu asuye sefid maslisin v'daladachim v'yid b'somuch ma'ise sefid maslisin abraise d'shire. There that gemore. So v'yim ari yipor ha'od yiktor maslis nechot chile lachim yavu v'gav v'dalad achim shtein chilzis. But Rashi says that the kashe of the gemore is from both. Now, kidmo v'kinsa the gemore l'afadalad. Kidmo v'kinsa ha'im mitzim. Tone shire. ואפילו שניים כן. So, שניים כנים, so also הם מציעים. Why? So, because it is sophic. But one is married a chlutze, but we don't know who. So it is sophic. So since the Yisar of chlutze, chlutze is in the Rabbonon, so memele, it's imitzi. Tone shile vachilu shneim kian. My time ya chlutza de rabonon. Vi sofi chlutza le gozro berabon. U chlutza de rabonon di. Va tanye grusho ilo yalo grusho. Chlutza menayi. Talmud leima. Vi isho. Vi isho. So we learned out from the posik. So that means it comes within the love of grusho le yikochu. So it mogi de teres. Vi rabonon u. U kro asmachte bialmi. U kro asmachte bialmi. Alright. Chlutzot asur alikeyen, with Rabbonu, v'ochet l'chol chad eino l'sofik, v'shemo ze, yidne sivem tigmur aligoz Rabbonu l'apukim l'sofik, k'rusha m'yisha l'yikoch, l'gurish m'yisha l'yikoch. Now, there is a tshuva in the Shmus Yaakov, I mean, all the poskim, the contemporary poskim of this day, so I mean, were very angry at the Shmus Yaakov, but the Shmus Yaakov paskened that he came bizman hazeh, so if he came bizman hazeh and married a chalutze, so he mitzinis in yod. Why? Because of this gemara. The gemara says, kidmu v'kinsu, he mitzinis in yodom. So Tone Shileva Fushne Kenny my time Yahutz Rabbon, some mail, the Evet. It's a mitzinism your day since it's only the Rabbonon. So the Kian Mizmaze, since they are not Kianim Yochosim, not Kianim Yochosim, so the same thing is true. So the Chatchile, not. But the Evet, if a Kian did marry Yahutze, and so is it Sophie Kian? Maybe it's not the Kian because they're not Yochosim. No Kian has Iksav Yiches. Some mele emitzinis mele, but of course, all the daily Israel in his day were chilek hanigman. I mean, that is, he was mamish. The many of the daily in his day, I mean, were very angry at him. Now, why is it different? It seems that the Shmus Yaakov is right. I mean, here the Gemara says that since chutzah is the rabbonon, some mele keep moving king, so is emitzinis in the other. So it should apply to Ikeim Bizman Hazeh. So they said that here it's Isofik HaShoko Mamesh. Because in regard to each one, it's Isofik HaShoko, it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe she is the Chlutze, maybe he was Kain as the Chlutze, maybe he wasn't Kain as the Chlutze. So maybe it's Emitzim Yom. It's Isofik HaShoko. Mashein Kain, Kain Bizman Hazeh, alright, no Kain. Has a ksavihes, but it's Deva Chazoke. I mean, Chazoke is also something. We on the basis of the Chazoke, of Kehani, without ksavihes, we couldn't be Maile the Kehil in Yisreach. We couldn't let him do the Aveide. But it's not a Sofik HaShoko. So Maile, when do we say that where is the Rabbonon? So Emitzin is in Yodom, that is, if it is Mamesh Sofik HaShoko, Mashenke Kehil is Mazeh. They are because Kaskiani. They are because they're told, they do, I mean, and they are not afraid. Why don't we say, Sofik Brochas Lehoko, let them do, let every Kayan do, but not say the Brochas Shom Tisavitsevonu, Sofik Brochas Lehoko? The answer is, we don't consider it as a Sofik, because of Velo Chazoke. But, there is a distinction between the Kayan Miyuches and the Kayan Sheine Miyuches. But it's not a, certainly not a Sofik HaShoko. So Mimele, they all passed it. I mean, that they overruled his psak, the Shus Yaakov. I mean, that a Kayan Bizman Azeh, if he marries a Chlutze, so even if Kine Iso is Mitzine Ismiyo. All right. But because of this psak of the Shvus Yaakov, where he was mati only when the Eved, so there were already rabbonim in America, I don't know how to call them, rabbonim, rabbis, I don't know how, so who are mati regiyeres lekeyen and detzmach. There it's an adzisa reis regiyeres lekeyen. All right. Now the next mission. Mitzvah begodil yavid. Vimkidem hakoton zoch. So there is a mitzvah, there is a ding dime, that the oldest brother so has to be miyabim the yavam. But this is not only an inyan of gdime. So suppose a younger brother was miyabim, when there is an older brother, so zoch. Now, Tom Rabon, Vohoyo Aprey, Miken Shemitra Bigodil Yab, Asha Taylor, Prat Lioness, Shane Ledes, Yokum Al Shimochiv Linachlo, Yokum Al Shimochiv, so it means Linachlo, Atoim Linachlo, יש ואחם יעד אוף מי סחד מהם ובין אלה ויסי איש אסמס החוצה לאיזו יבומו יובי עליו וכוח לו אלי אישו ויבמו והיו הבחיר השתילת יוקום על שמוכי במיץ ולימוכי שמי מישראל. So what's the pshat? So first of all, from השתילת we learn out part of the islandess, that if the יבום is an islandess, she can't have children, so then there is no yib. And then Yokum al Shemoch Vames will learn out that he yarshins the chilek nachle of the brother. So atoi melinach, you say that Yokum al Shemoch means that he yarshins the nachle of the brother, or oy eini alushay. For example, if the name of the deceased brother was Yosef, Kerenis Yosef, if the name of the deceased brother was Yechanan, Kerenis Yechanan, so the Gemara says, Nema kan yokum al shimochi, v'nema lehalon, al shem akeil, in connection with the Chaim Nashe, al shem akeil mikor b'nachlosom, mashom, mashem omu, lehalon nachlo, it's there, it's spelled out that it has reference to nachlo. Af shem omu kan lenach, v'limoch eshmei, what does it mean with Moche Shmei? Partly Sos. So in other words, Sheshmei Moch. So if the Yob means a Sos. So in other words, there is Aloche. Either where the Yob means a Sos, or where the Ochiv HaMes is a Sos. So there is no Yib. So there is no Yib. Neither way. So, Omar Rob, Ava Gavdi B'chol HaTere Kulei Mikro Yitzim Yipshute. And what's the Pshute Shal Mikro? V'hoyo Apchei Rasha Telei Yokum al Shemochi Bamech, Rimoch Hashem in Israel, that the child that the Yivome will have, so he should be named after the Ochi Bamech. But here we don't apply the principle of a Mikro Yitzin Lipshute. Hoche Asoy Gzereshove, because we have the Gzereshove, Al Shem Achim Mikro Nachlosom, Ve Afikte Mipashte Lidam. Afikte Mipashte Lidam. Oh, so Rashi says, now let's see the Gemara. מכאן שמצווה בגודל הוכה דורש הוא כוכל איש ויבמו והויו הבחיר המייב מייה הבחיר המייב מייה הבחיר. So in other words, so how do we explain the pasuk? All right, so in other words, the pshat of mikro is negated, but we still have to explain it. So what's the pshat? According to Rashi, so it seems the pshat is as follows. Kiyesh vachim yadov meisachad meh, uvein eile loisi eish esames achutza liizor. Yivomo yobi ole, ulkoch ole yisho viyivmo. Vihoyo hapre. So viyivmo modifies the expression vihoyo hapre. In other words, who is viyivmo? Hapre yivmo. As if it is, so in other words, viyivmo. Who will be miyavim? Voya apreya. And whom will be miyavim? Ashatayim. Only a yivome that can have children. So, ulkocholo yivome yoviolo ulkocholo isha miyivmo. Who should do it? Voya apreya. And whom should be miyavim? Ashatayim. So in other words, voya apreya ashatayim. So voya apreya, he explains who should be miyavim. Vichatchile. And Ashatele is descriptive of the woman who is to be Misyavetz. Of course, that's not in consonance with the traditional mitzvah. This is how Rashi explains the posik. So Rashi says, Ashatele, ve'oiso yivomo, so he says, mikavochet dorish, ukochol yishmo v'yibmo, ve'hoi, who is v'yibmo? Who should do it? V'hoi ha'apche ramba, après amiyabim yi après voy après amiyabim yi après. So in other words, it relates to miyabim. So in other words, voy après yi modifies miyabim. Who should be miyabim the prayer? And ashatele also modifies miyabim. In other words, only voy après yi yabim hoyisha ashatele. Enisha. So of course, so the pshutishol mikro is completely negated. Now let's see how the Rambam explains it. According to the Rambam, so it's not so contrary to. According to Rashi's pshat, so the whole drosha of Chazal is contrary to the plain traditional mikro. Plain traditional mikro. So there is a special aloche that mikro here, mikro is yetzim mikro, but the Rambam has another pshat. Now, according to the Rambam, so the posse can be explained within the context of the connotation, of the literal connotation. The Rambam Pergveis Mechassid Muchlitze, Haloch Evo, says as follows. Mi shemeis, v'iniach achim rabi, mitzvah lagodu liyabe mulachleis. שנאמר והיו הבחיר השתר לפי השמוע לומדו שאין מידה בעיר אלו בבחיר שביחד כלאימא גדי לאחים יוקו על שם אוכי במס וזה שנאמר השתרי so I mean so, but it seems it appears to be contrary to the plain meaning of the posik השתרי משמוי ישיודו אי ומשמוי השתר גייבום it's a remarkable shot given by the Rambam. In other words, when one is tempted to assume that when the Torah says "voya apchir ashatilit," ashatilit who? Ashatilit ayivome. So he says, no. The pshat is this is what the drosha of Chazal tells us that the pshat in the posik is "voya apchir ashatilit," the mother of the yom, not the ayivome. But who is the subject of Teilei? The mother of the Yom. Not even. So, Vohoyo Apreya, Asha Teilei, the Pcho, the mother of the Achim, of the two Achim, will give birth to Yokom Al Shem Ochim Ames. He will inherit the Nachle of the Mes. So then it's not contrary to the traditional Mikra. The question is, who is the subject of Ashatele? So without the drosha, I would say that the subject of Ashatele is the woman. And because of the drosha tells us that the subject of Ashatele is not the woman, but the mother of the Yom, the mother of the two brothers, of the Achim, of the Yeshu Achim, of the Achim Yahu. Alright. So, the oldest one that will be born to the mother of the Yovdo of the sons, so Yokim Al Shemochim Ames. he will inherit the Nachman. Now, so here we have it. So Rashi, here we have a Gemara for Rashi, and Rashi says, Rashi and Tesis, they both point out, so Shein Tzorich Likches Libnei B'Shei Mochi V'Ames V'Hochei Gomali Mera V'Hochei Gomali Mera. So now, however, the Rashbam Chumash, he says that if you put it on mikro, this is what he says. If you put it on mikro, so when the Torah says, "V'hoyu apchir ashateli, yokum al shemochim amir mochashmi Yisrael," if you put it on mikro, it means that he has to be given the name of Yom. Now, so the Rashbam seems to be, or the Rashbam Shiti is, he was a big Pashtun, I mean, and that was his proposition. That whatever drosha there is, and of course every drosha is emes, but the pshutish on mikro is never negated. That is shite. I mean, in every pasuk, the Rashbams. But here there is gemara mifureshes. The gemara says, Omar rove aval gavdi bechol atere kule in mikro yeitze mi pshute, hoche asoye gzereshove afikte mi pashte legam. So it's a Gemara Mifreshes that the Droshe is Meitzi, the Pshute Ligamre. Yes, what is it?
Doesn't Rashbam just mean that's the Pshat? The Gemara says that the Halacha is that
the Rashbam is Chas V'Sholem, not Chilik on the Gemara.
No.
So what he means that's the Pshat, in other words, even though there is a Droshe. So both are Emes. I mean, as the Rashbam says in regard to all the other Droshe, the Rashbam says it constantly. But in the other places, there is no difficulty because So both pshatim are implicit in the connotation of the pasuk. But here the Gemara says beferesh that this is not implicit in the connotation of the pasuk. Afiktei mipashte legamre. Afiktei by how does Rashi say sheim tzorich likris libnei b'sheim mochiv ames v'hocha gomalim rabbe. So obviously the Rashbam had another pshat, not like Rashi. By the way, so Rashbam shita is that here too, the pshutei shel mikro is not negated, and the pshutei shel mikro is voyapchei Rashatei liyokom al shimochiv ames. So it's not negated. But the Rashbam, according to Rashi, according to the drosh, you see, according to the Rambam, so the drash is not contrary to the apparent literal meaning, according to the Rambam, because who says that the subject of Ashateleid is the Yivome? Who says so? Where is there any indication in the text of the Torah that the subject of Ashateleid is the Yivome? So the Drosha tells us that the subject of Ashateleid is not the Yivome, but the mother of the Yob and Ochim Ames. But according to Rashi, so the Drash, the way the Drash explains the posik, so it's mamish contrary to the apparent pshut shel mit. Because according to Rashi, so what's the pshat? Ukochol isha v'yigmo, whom? Voyapre. And whom will be miyav? Ashatel. So mimele, apparently the Rashbam agreed with Rashi's pshat, the Gemara, not with the Rambam's. So mimele, the Rashbam explained, understood the Gemara when the Gemara says, "Avo gav duchoat erikule a mikro yetsim depshutei hoche asoyik zereshov afikin pashle gamre," because there is a difference between this drash and all that and the droshes generally. Every droshe is not implicit in the finish of mikro, but at least, in generally speaking, whenever Chazal deduce a certain droshe, so the drash, the pshat of the drash, is not contrary to the finish of mikro. It's not contrary to the finish of mikro. Let's take for an example. I mean, one example. Let's say lo yachol dvar. So the Rashbam says, what's the pshat? Lo yachol dvar. He shouldn't violate. He shouldn't be mechalil the neder. He shouldn't violate the neder. Now there is a droshes chazal. Dvorein meichel avu meichel lechefti shomayim. In other words, the nishbal gemorein nidore. Tafte zayin. If one takes a shvue, livatel es hamitzvah, so the shvue is not chal. So the gemore darshan said, from liachol dvorein in a meichel, avu meichel lechefti shomayim. And what's the finish of mikro? He shouldn't violate the neder. Is there any conflict between the drash and the pshutei shel mikro? There is no. Between the apparent pshutei shel mikro and the drash. No conflict whatsoever. Masheinkin here, the drash, the pshutei shel mikro is voya apri rashatele, the apri rashatele, in other words, that the yivome will give birth to. So he should be named after the uncle. That's the finish of mikro. And what's the drash? V'hoya prayer. The prayer will be miyabim her. Whom will be miyabim? Ashateli. A woman who can have children. So it's not only, and the drash implies an additional pshat in the pasuk. The drash itself is contrary to the apparent pshutei shel mikro. So this is called by the Gemara Becholat Kulei Mikro Yitzin Pshute. We have droshes, but the droshe generally is not contrary to the Pshute Shalom. It's an additional pshat in the posik, but it's not contrary to the Pshute Shalom. Let's say the first posik, Breishis Bor Alekim. Rashi explains the Pshute Shalom Breishis. Trilas Brias Shemaim Voretz, not Bitrilo, right? Trilas Brias Shemaim Voretz, or Oretz, or Isosoyu Veil. And then there is the Drash, Rashi mentions. Rabbeinu Dorosh who bischus atiro shenikoreishis. So is the drash of breishis bischus atiro shenikoreishis contrary to v'trilas trilas v'ri shemayim voretz voretz v'shasei v'veyu? Two separate things. The drash tells us one thing, and the judicial mitro tells us something else. There is no conflict. Mashenkin here, there is a conflict between the apparent traditional mikro. What's the apparent traditional mikro? V'hoyu apreir ashatelin, that the poor that the woman will give birth to, yokro shimoch lames. And then the drash, the pshat of the drash is the v'yidmo v'hoyu apreir yav meisa yiyavim is ashatelin. So it's not only an additional. The drash is not expressive of an additional halach in the pasuk, but the drash is contrary to the traditional mikro. It's contrary. So, but still both are emes according to the Rashba. The traditional mikro is emes, and the drash. So that's why the Gemara uses the expression, Oche asoyek zireshove afiktei mipashto legam. Not a victim, partially gamre, that he doesn't have to be named after the uncle. He does have to be named after the uncle, according to Rashba. But it means that the drash is contrary, appears contrary to the official mikro. The other drashes don't even appear contrary, but here it certainly appears contrary to the official mikro. So that's unique. All right. Now, hashte the amre. Krobi Godelksi. So now you say, so the drosha tells us voya prayer, that the prayer should be miyabim. So only the prayer should be miyab, no one else. Eve prayer miyabim poshet loy miyab. So the Gemara says no, we couldn't say that this is the Kavonas HaTorah, that the only the prayer is miyabim. And the poshut not. Im kini shesochem shloye belomim mir rachmona lomali. The Torah had to tell us a special halacha that if shesochem shloye belomim, that if a brother is born after the death of the deceased brother, so he cannot be miyab. Now, of course, ochem shloye belomim is certainly not a pro. It's certainly not a pro. So only because of ochem shloye belomim he cannot be miyab. But if everything had been the same except for the fact that instead of lo yo belomei, it's yo belomei, then he can be miyab. Even though he's a younger brother, he's a much younger brother. So we see that even a younger brother, not afke the pro, can be miyab. All right. Pori chavach, ve'ime limute buche v'yime. No, we could say that the aloch of him is only shayach gabei the pro. But one who is not a pro, so doesn't have to be miyab, even if he's hoyo bilam. So then you ask, so why does the Torah have to tell us, ochiv shalo hoyo bilami? So the unborn brother, who is yet to be born, cannot be miyab, even if he's a younger brother, so mimele he couldn't be miyab anyway. No, it's shayach, we can visualize a case where the unborn brother and who is born after the death of the deceased brother is a prelime. So if there hadn't been exercise of Baruch Shalom Yabalome, I would say since he's also a prayer, he's the firstborn of the mother, so he should be miyam. So the Torah tells us no. So ve'ime, ve'ime limut ebuchad ime, so the Gemara Yudet Teres, no. Ha'ul limot zisamre. I couldn't have a salke daitoch. If the halacha is that only a pro can be miyab, so I couldn't have a salkedaitoch that a pro lime, even though he's not a prel obid, should be miyab, because bi nachlet ol rachmone. What's what? Bi nachlet ol rachmone. Bi nachmone avloimne. Veime ki ke preir tiskayim mitzasim. Ki le ke preir loy tiskayim mitzasim. Maybe the pshat is when there is a pro, then there can be mitzvah, but where there is no pro, so then there is no yim. Or makrom misechod them. Mila askin on the mispro, vom rachmona liyavem. Kot veime. But maybe the pshat is the meat, the miskot. Yom Rachmone Liyab Mpcho. So again, Hom Yud Rachmone is Yisosh Leglomei Veime. Ki Le Kepchei Kidim Kotten Zochel. Vi Yi Kepchei Kidim Kotten Loi Zochel. Om Akro Ki Yish Vachim Yadro. Fuk She Yishive Sachim Zalese. Veime Ki Yi Kepchei Leheder Agodl. Ki Le Kepchei In Chizrin Itzel Godl. So in other words, so there is no preference for an older brother. There is a preference only for the oldest brother, firstborn brother. But if there is no firstborn brother. There is no firstborn brother. Let's say that the firstborn is a sister, or let's say the firstborn brother died before. So in such a case, so there is no preference for the next in line. But it's not like that. I'll leave it there, it's not like that. So not only is there a preference for the firstborn brother, the oldest one, even if there is no firstborn brother available, but there is an older one and the younger one, so the next in line is first. Alometone abaye kshishe mitzvah gondol yavim loy rotzo ilche etzloch hakotten loy rotzo chesre nitzil godol kipcheya. So loy rotzo chesre nitzil godol. So the Gemara says kipcheya. Ma pcheya. Priroso gomole, avgodl gdulotze gomole. So in other words, so for the same reason that the prayer has a preference is first, so the next older brother in line also has a preference. Veime Yokum al shemochi variko. So then it follows, so in final analysis, so anyone can be miyabim, and the dinim are the same. So why, what's the purpose of calling the miyabim prayer? Well, the prayer, the kali rachmone, limay il chese. So the Gemara says, ligriyas. Ma prayer in neite il biro ki bimurzek, af hai in neite il biro ki bimurzek. Now let's see the Rashi. Here we have a machlikas between Rashi and apparently all the other Rishim. The Miri appears to agree with Rashi. And the Miri says that the Rambam Shite is also like Rashi. I mean that it's like Mashma at all from the Rambam Shite. But this is what the Miri says. Anyway, it's a machlikas between Rashi and the Rach. So how does Rashi explain? Elamai yilchasekal yopchei el vichtib godin. Mikres, ma apcheir en no yitil berol ki bimurzek. Afai en yitil berol ki bimurzek. Prayer in the Nato Hilly, prayer in Akro, we love you, and Mahamisabi, and Eloba Mesh and Musa, be a rabbi, and be a may say, Yersi, the Hoshi, the Motelay. So the Alochi is that the prayer takes Bishnaim only the Musa. Let's say, Yaakov, the father, was Nifter, and then he has two sons, just Ruben and Chimen, just two sons, yes. Ruben and Chimen, Ruben is the prayer. So Reuven takes two halachim, as if there had been three sons, and Reuven takes two halachim, two thirds, and Shimon takes one chilek. But suppose that Yaakov, the father of Reuven, predeceased his father Yitzchok. He died first, and then Yitzchok died, and Yitzchok left a lot of nechosim. And Yaakov had been dead already for some time. So then Reuven does not take Bishnayim b'nichziyot. So he says, "Prayer in neitel chilek prayer b'nachlo ruya lovei lohen la'acha misas avir." So because when Yaakov died, so that the property of Yitzchok, so was only Reu, was not Mozek to Yaakov. Yitzchok was still alive. So it was only Reu. So Mimele, Eininetel Chilek Chiro Benachlo Ruya Lovei Lohem Leacha Misavien. Elo Mamashe Mozek Biyavim Yemezi. Whatever property Yaakov possessed on the day Yaakov died, it means the moment Yaakov died, so that it takes to halakha. Mashein kein, If at that time when Yaakov died, Yitzchak was alive, but then a little later, Yitzchak died. So that means that the Nechosim that Yitzchak owned was at the moment of the Mise of Yaakov, which was Ro, it was not Mur. So in that Nechosim, Yehuvain does not take to Chalot. So here there is Alochem Apchir in Eitel Beroki Muzek, Afayin in Eitel Beroki Muzek, Afyog Man Eitel Pishnai, Vinichsi Ovi, Chelke Vichilikochiv Shemeis, in Eitel Beroki Muzek. Now, Os Beis. So Os Alev, the Gro points out that the Rachshites is to the contrary of Rashi. But then in Os Beis, the Gro says, Vichilikochiv Shemeis, Nirta Bitzat, Chilkishemes. What does it mean? It means like this. He adds a few words. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't take away anything. But he just adds two words. Af yom hanitil pishnai b'nich ziyoviv chalkei v'chilek ochiv shemeis chalkei v'chilek ochiv shemeis. So chalkei shemeis eini neitel b'rol kibimuzik. In other words, what? So we have to add the two words. Chalke shomeis in an eitel b'rol kibimuzik. We have to add these words. So Rashi's pshat is as follows. In other words, according to Rashi, so he doesn't make a difference. And that point is the difference between Rashi and Rach. According to the Rach, so when we say that he takes two halakim, if let's say Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, and Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, and first, let's say Yaakov died. Yaakov died first. Reuben was still alive. Reuben is still alive. But so Memele, Reuben Yarshin. Let's say they were three brothers. Let's say Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and first Yaakov died. So then, each one became entitled to one chilek. Reuben became entitled to one third, and Shimon to another chilek, and Levi to another chilek. Then, before the distribution was made by Bezdin, so Yaakov died. But first, so Reuben died. First Yaakov died. And then Reuben was still alive. And then, before the chilek was made of the Nechosim of Yaakov, so Reuben died. So Reuben died. So we say that we do not say that in as much Reuben died. Yaakov died first, and then Reuben died. So since Reuben died, so two brothers remained. So Shimon will get a half, and Levi will get a half. We don't say that, but in view of the fact that it was all Muzek. So, in other words, that Yaakov died first, and then, so that means, and then Reuben died. So when Reuben died, Reuben already possessed. The chluke didn't take place yet, but theoretically, he already, on a theoretical level, Reuben already possessed one-third of Yaakov's nechosi. Then a month later, after the death of Yaakov, so Reuben died. Before the chluke was made. But at that time it was already Murzek al-Pedin. He didn't have it mamish in his possession because the chluke was not made. But theoretically, Reuben was already possessed of one-third of the Nechosim of Yaakov. He was already Murzek. So we say, now Reuben died. So Reuben was Muzek of one-third of one chilek in Yaakov's Nechosim. So now Enchimen is Miyabim Eishes Reuven, not Levi. So then we say that he gets according to the Rach Pshat. So Shimon gets the chilek that Reuven Yarshin, even though Echluke was not made as yet, and he also gets a second chilek. He also gets a second chilek. Mashe inkei, if That's music. But in a case of Ro, what would be a case of Ro? A case of Ro would be if they are Reuven and Shimon and Levi, they are three brothers, and then Reuven died. And Yaakov was still alive, the father. And then a month later, Yaakov died. So in such a case, according to the Rach, he wouldn't take, so he wouldn't inherit Reuven's chelek. Only if it's Mosek. In other words, if Yaakov died first, and the chelek wasn't made, and then Reuven died, so then, and Shimon is Miyabim, there is another brother Levi, so Shimon will get to Chalokim. He'll get his chelek that he yarshent at the time when Yaakov died, and he'll also get the chelek of Reuven, that Reuven yarshent when Yaakov died. Mashein came, if Reuven died first, and then a month later, so Yaakov dies, so then he will not get the chilek that Reuven would be entitled to get. But then it would be divided 50-50, according to Rach. This is how the Rach explains. This is the Osalef Nivon. Aber Rach Pirech, Sheneikl Chilek Ochi, Elo Yimeis Oviv Kedem Lach. But if Meis Ochiv Kedem Ovi, and then the father died, then he's not Neikl Chilek Ochi. This is Rach's Pshat. But and most Rishonim appear to agree with the Pshita of the Rach. But Rashi's Pshat is not like that. Rashi's Shita is that there is a Loche that sins, that Prayer Kali Rachmone, some Mele, the brother Shimon, he arshens the Chilek of Reuven, not only if Yaakov died first and then Reuven died, but even if Reuven died first and then Yaakov died, so then, and Shimon is Miyav Rochel, Eishes Reuven, not Levi. So then, Shimon yarshens in the Nechosim of Yaakov. He yarshens to Chalokim. He yarshens to Chalokim. So what is Ro? What is Ro? So Ro would mean if, let's say, if the grandfather, according to Rashi, so if the grandfather lived when the father died, and then the grandfather died, so then he will not yarshin, he will not take to halok. So this is Rashi's pshat. So in other words, v'chili kochiv shemes, dirta b'tzad chelki shemes. So that means af yom hanetil pishnayim b'michzi oviv chelki v'chili kochiv shemes. So einei neitil. So chelkei shomeis in neitel b'rolke b'mufik. Chelkei shomeis in neitel b'rolke b'mufik. This is Rashi's pshat. Miri, ze shekosabnu shayob miri shlichziyoch v'ames davke v'murzokim yaroch avol ruim lein neifel ein neifel b'hem alo kishorach miyato meiz b'chayobi zocha amyabim b'nchosim shu murzokim b'yodei v'eis isho avol rechshiyom usahob ein ayob neifel b'hem klum. In other words, if the yob died before the father, not Yom, I'm sorry, if the brother died before the father, and then the father died, in a Yom Neto Ben Klum, Mitzadoche Vames. That's the Pshat of the Rach, V'chein Adobo Mizbor B'Ferich Achilitz, V'chein Kosvu, G'dei Nisvorat. G'dei Nisvorat, it means the Rabbi Nechananel. U'mikol Mokei, G'dei Le Arabonim, that's Rashi, Nira Shesebrim, Sh'ayopo Neteil Chelkei V'chein Lekochi V'nichsio V'chshiyomus. So according to Rashi, so even if the Yovan died before the father, and then not the Yovan, sorry, even if Reuven, the Ochiv Ames, died before the father, and then Yaakov died, so then he's still the Yovan, and then Shimon is Miyavan, Rochel is Reuven, so then he still takes Chelkei v'Chilekochi, b'nichzi Yov v'Chshiyomus, even though Yaakov died afterwards. So what does mean ro? ופירוש של ליקוד רואו, במה שאוירו אבים לירי שדיים, כגן שמי סביהם בחי עסקנו. In other words, if Yaakov died in the lifetime of Yitzchok, and then Yitzchok died, so then he doesn't take the chilek of him. Then the Miri says, "Va'agdili amechaberim zal mira shekosukim." So he says that the Rambam shite is like Rashi's, but it's not mashma, it's not mivuya and Rashi at all. On the contrary, I mean, it's mashma. The Rambam in Peregimu Milchus Nachlis. Haloche Zion says as follows. Mi sheyibe mei shesochi. Haru yereish kol nichsei ochi famurzoki. Haru yereish kol nichsei ochi famurzoki. What is the plane? What comes within amurzoki? In other words, those nechosim that was murzek biyad, the brother, at the time when he died. Those nechosim that were murzek biyad Reuven when he died. Now, if Yaakov was still alive, so he couldn't say that the property of Yaakov was still alive when Reuven died, that we are murzek biyad Reuven. So on the contrary, it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Shidel Verach. V'chol horuyin lo vilacham ikan, and then the Rambam continues. V'chol horuyin lo vilacham ikan, hareyu b'hem kechol o'achim. So isn't, if at the time when Reuven died, so Yaakov was still alive, and then let's say a month later, Yaakov died. So isn't that Reuven lo vilacham mikan, lacham misas Reuven? So he says, areyu b'hem kechol o'achim. So it seems from the Pashtus Loshon of the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rach. Sh'arei p'chir korei isa kosuf, sh'nema avoya p'chir ashatili, yokum al shimochi v'ames, So I don't see, I mean, why the Miri says that the Shittes Rambam is like Rashi. The country from Pashtus Haloshim, it's mashma that the Shittes Rambam is like Rach. See, Rambam is like Rach. All right, I have to finish here because I want to give a share. I must give a share in the Kreuz. Okay, so then we'll continue with discussing that. So go over for the next year. I mean, the Gemara Dafnem. The Machlokes, because I want to discuss the Shittes Rashi and Rach. So Dafmem. So for that, but you need 2 minutes to read the other Shittes. Dafmem on Dalet. The Machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yud.
Yutzarik Dalet in Yevamos. Chof Gimel Yer Hitov Shalom. May 23, 1976 on Sunday.
So we're up to the Mishneh. Now we saw that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rach. So, according to the Rach, the Yovel takes the Chilei Kochi only in the case where the father died before the brother, but it wasn't distributed yet. And then the brother died. So then he takes to Chaloki, because it's Murzek, it's the Aloche, that the Yovel takes to Chaloki, takes the Chilei Kochi only be Murzek. So if the father, now let's say if the father died first, and at that time there were 3 sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then Reuven, but it wasn't distributed yet. And then Reuven died, and Shimon was Miyav and Mishes Reuven, and not Levi. Shimon takes the 2 halokim that is, first of all, his own chilek, and then he also takes the chilek of the brother Reuven. Shimon takes the chilek of the brother Reuven, because it was already Murzek when Reuven died, so he already owned it. It wasn't distributed, the chluke didn't take place yet. Masha'inke, if Reuven died first and then the father, then Yaakov died, so that's all. So he doesn't take the chilek. This is the Rach's pshat. But according to Rashi, So even in the case where Reuven died first and then Yaakov, so he'll still take the chilikochi. He'll take two halakim. So when do we say in an etil broke bimurzek? In other words, that is, if the father died, predeceased the grandfather. Now, the Miri, we saw that the Miri says that the Rambam explains like Rashi. And from the Rambam's Loshen, it's not mashma like that. But the Ramban is the Kashi against Rashi's Pshat. From the Gemara Daf Mem. Alright. Daf Kof Dalet. Ma p'chir en eitel b'roke b'murzek, p'yo she Rashi zal, af yom han eitel p'shnaim nechso aviv, chelke v'chile kochev ames, en eitel b'roke b'murzek. שהוא צל סייבר, די בניך סייב יפני תל חלקי וחילי כוחי, אף על פי שמי סוב יפל אחה שמי סוב. וברור להביא און כה אמרין און דום ידפכה, אבל ברוך הזדה לא יסביל חסנח לסקוסו, כך, וכן היום בניך סייב יבחו בבישימן, רואים לירי שסייקב אביין, מי סרובן בחיי יקב, דהבו לניך סייקב אצל רובן רוב, ויום עד שימן, ויב מסישתי, והכך מי סייקב, אינם מי סייקב, והכך יב משימן, אין שימן אין כל רוקי ומורזק, אלו בניחסה די מוטל אלה רובן ויעקב אבוה, מוטל אלה שימן מונסי, כחד ביחד, וכן נראה דבר. So what is the machlekes between the Rach and Rashi? According to Rashi, according to the Rach, which is the shita of most Rishenim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, and it's mashma, the Rambam shita is also like the Rach, except that the Miri says that the Rambam shita is like Rashi. So according to most Rishenim, the halacha of Yovn is only that the Yovn yarshens his brother. That's all. The Yovn yarshens his brother. The Yovn yarshens his brother. So that's the whole halacha. In other words, Shimon was miyav meishes ruvei. So Shimon gets the nachle of ruvei. So mimele, if Yaakov the father died first before Reuven, so Reuven already yarshent the chilek, his chilek from Yaakov. Then Reuven died, so Mimele, then Reuven died, so Shimon gets that chilek. So the whole halacha of Yovn is that he yarshens his brother. He is the exclusive yerish of the brother Reuven. Not it's not together with the other brothers, but he is the exclusive Yerish of Reuven. But according to Rashi, so the halacha is that the Yovn has a din of a Pchor, has the status of a Pchor. So Mimele, even though Reuven died before Yaakov, and then Yaakov died, so according to Rashi, he still gets to halakim, but we have exasakosuf that he only takes bimurzek, not bro. The answer is it's not ro. If the halacha had been according to the Rach, that the whole exasakosuf, the whole chiddush is that the yovn yarshens the brother exclusively, not together with the other brothers. So mainly in the case where Reuven died first. And then Yaakov, so he cannot yarshen the chilek that Reuven would have been entitled to yarshen because there is aloche in the nitel b'roki b'murzek. Mashenkin according to Rashi, so even though there is aloche in the nitel b'roki b'murzek, but the zakosuf here is that the yovm has a status of a pro. So mimele he can win. Reuven died first and then Yaakov died, so that's not considered ro. He has the status of a pro, so he takes two halakim. So when do we apply the halacha of natal brokim in Murzek, ligabei the case where the father died before the grandfather, then the grandfather died, So then we say that then we apply the halacha in the Neitel Barokim in Murzik, according to Rashi. Alright, so that's the machlekes. Now, the Ramban agrees with the Sheet of the Rach, and then he says, he mentions that there is a Gifirish Gemara against Rashi Sheet. Veid amrino li kamon ferik achilit, im apriya la'acham misasovit, shokul pishnayin, af yodm la'acham misasov, shokul pishnayin, ומפקינון מידה על שימוביב כסיב, על שימוביב וברחמונה, ולוי על שימוביב, ואף אגב בודד גמורי גורו זה קונית רב יהודה, ואף אגב דהוסם רב יהודה מקשינו, שמאמינו נהל רבונון, דלאב על שימוביב כסיב, ולשוקו פשתיים נכסיוב, דרואו למרי שיהווה, והוא אוכי והוא ירץ. So now let's see the gemore, I asked you to go over the gemore at Daphnet. Now, there is a machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that when we say that the Yovim, Yarshins, the Ochiv Ameis, that's only there is no father. There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then Reuven died, and he left two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and Shimon decided to miyav meishes Reuven. Levi was not miyav. So that's the Gzeres HaKosuv, that's the Chiddush here, that Shimon yarshens Reuven. Levi doesn't get anything in the Nachle of, in the Nechosim of Reuven. Only if there is no father. But suppose there is a father, Yaakov is alive when Reuven dies, then Rabbi Yehuda says that Shimon doesn't yarshen the Nechosim of Reuven. The father yarshens. The Tanakhame says no. That the halacha is that Shimon, the Yovim, yarshens the Nechosim of Reuven, even if the father Yaakov is alive. Now, so that's the mission. Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Hachilitz li'ivemtei, hariyu keachot me'achlin l'achlo, v'im yeish amov nechosim shalov. Hakinis es ivemtei, zocho b'nechosim shalochi. Even if there is a father alive. So, who yarshens the nechosim of Reuven? Not the father, according to the Rabbanon. But, the Yod. Reb Yehuda imeir, bin kach uvin kach, im yeish amov nechosim shalov. Nechosim shalov. So, Reb Yehuda says, that if there is a father, then the father yarshens. And not the Yod. But if there is no father, so like this, both brothers would yarshen. But here, because he's the miyavim, so only he yarshens who the nechosim of Reuven. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ime. Omar ula alochik Rabbi Yehuda. Alochik Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein omar yitzchak nafra alochik Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't pass. The Gemara concludes that we don't pass Rabbi Yehuda. V'yomar ula v'itim Rabbi Yitzchak nafra. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. So what? How does Rabbi Yehuda know that the brother yarshens only if there is no father, but if there is a father, then the brother doesn't yarsh. Dichsiv hoyo apcheir asher teleit kipcheir. Ma apcheir ein li b'chayo af hay name ein li b'chayo. So this is how Rabbi Yehuda learns out the aloche, that if there is a father, so the yom doesn't yarsh in the nechosim of the Ochiv Ames. So the Gemara sikashe, im apcheir neitel pishnayim la'acham mises ha'av. Af hay neitel pishnayim la'acham mises ha'av. So the Ramban apparently explained the Gemara, that Gemara is saying, monefshech, if you learn out from the posik, if Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the posik, v'ashatil et kipcheir, that ma apcheir in libechayav, af hay namin libechayav, so why doesn't he learn out from prayer, im apriya neitel pishnayim lacha misa sa'ab, afhay neitel pishnayim lacha misa sa'ab, that even the case where the ab died after the ochiv ames, so he should be neitel pishnayim lacha misa sa'ab, and this is not so, because the Gemara says, mide yokum al shimoviv ksiv, yokum al shimoviv ksiv. So it's a Gemara mifureshes, that the Yovim does not take Pishnayim Lacham Isesav. When does the Yovim take Pishnayim? Only if the Ochiv Ames died after the father. The father died first. And then it wasn't Nishalik yet. And then and then the Ochiv HaMez died. So then he takes Mishnayim. But if the Ochiv HaMez died first, and the father was at that time alive, and then the father died, he doesn't take Mishnayim. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, according to Rav Yehuda, since he darshens Kipreya, so let him darshen that even in such a case, where the father died after the Ochiv HaMez, so he should take Mishnayim. But the Gemara says, Midi Yokom Al Shimon V'Ksiv, Yokom Al Shimon V'Ksiv. So it's a Gemara Mefuresh, it's contrary to Rashi. True that this Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Pshat is, why does the Gemara now go according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because according to Rabbanon, there is no Kashe, Meir HaTeise, that he should take Pishnayim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who does Darshan, Kiprei, Ma Prei, Lebechayov, Avanam, Lebechayov, let him Darshan that Troshe too. So the Gemara says, no, that even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't Darshan. But according to Rabbanon, there is no Salkedaitoch in the Gemara that in the case where the father died after the Ochiv HaMez, that the Yobim should take Mishnayim. So it's a Gemara Mefuresh, it's contrary to Rashi. This is the Rambam's Kashe against Rashi. But Rashi here explains the Gemara's Kashe differently, not the way the Ramban explains the Gemara's Kashe. The Ramban explains the Gemara's Kashe. So, and the Gemara gives a teretz midi Yokom HaShemov V'Ksiv, Yokom HaShemov V'Ksiv, that he doesn't get Mishnayim. So what was the kasha of the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda? So he should get Mishnayim in case where the father dies after the Ochiv HaMez. So then he should get Mishnayim in the Nechosim of the father. Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Afay name lacha mises of so made Rabbi Yehuda the Neitel Ze Chelkei V'Chelek Ochiv. Chelkei V'Chelek Ochiv. In other words, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the father is alive, so the father Yarshens the Ochiv HaMez, not the Yovim, but so that we should say only temporarily the father Yarshens the Ochiv HaMez. The Nechosim of Ruvain. But then, if a year later the father dies, then it should change. So the Gemara says, Mide Yokom Al Shimoviv Ksiv, Yokom Al Shimoviv Ksiv. So Rashi explains it, Veloy Al Shimoviv Ksiv, Vichim Di Bishor Shekom, Al Shimoviv, Lishok Al Suli Shokom. So, in other words, so it doesn't change. So in other words, so Rashi does not explain the Gemara the way the Ramban explains it. The Ramban explains the Gemara that the Gemara's kasha is I mapri neitel pishnayim lacham misesov afay neitel pishnayim lacham misesov in the nechosim of the father. So the Gemara says no. So but Rashi explains not in the nechosim of the father. In the nechosim of the father in Achaname. So then bein abil alib the Rabbanon. Bein alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, but in the nechosim of the Ochiv HaMez. So even though Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbanon, so the brother, the Yovim Yarshens, not the father, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, so at that moment the father Yarshens, but then after the father dies, so he should go back to the Ochiv HaMez in the nechosim, in the original nechosim, in the nechosim that originally won the possession, the ownership of the Ochiv HaMez. So there is no kashi against Rashi from this Gemara, because Rashi explains the Gemara differently than the Rambam. All right, now.